right, CNN recently went out to a Trump event and realized that the average Trump supporter understands the Constitution and the founding of our country more than the average CNN host.
President Biden touts his reelection campaign as a fight to preserve democracy. But if you ask some Trump supporters, the former president is not a threat to democracy because the United States is not a democracy. CNN's Donny O'Sullivan spoke to some of those supporters.
What happens if Trump loses?
I don't see him losing.
I don't think he lost the last election, to be honest.
Do you think he's going to win?
Yes.
Without a doubt.
No doubt.
What if he doesn't this time? What happens to the country?
We're in trouble. Biden talks about democracy, you know, saving democracy. They're the ones that are killing democracy.
Obviously, there's a lot of criticisms of Trump that he is bad for democracy, that he's bad for American democracy.
Okay. We're a republic.
We're a republic.
We're not a democracy.
One thing we've been hearing at Trump rallies like this over the past few months is that America isn't really a democracy.
America's not a democracy, it's a republic.
Look, it's not a democracy. Okay, democracy is actually not as good as you think it is.
But for centuries, America has celebrated its democracy.
Democracy is worth dying for.
Democracy remains the definition of political legitimacy.
But some Republicans and pro-Trump media are pushing the idea that America is not a democracy.
The United States of America is not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic.
The United States of America is not a democracy. You don't want to be in a democracy.
We are not a democracy. We are a republic.
Is America a democracy?
America is a democracy. It was founded as a democracy.
I've heard a lot of conspiracy theories. I hear a lot of things out on the road. But to hear Americans, people who would describe themselves as patriots, say that America is not a democracy, that stopped me in my tracks.
You are hearing people say America is not a democracy because there are people around Trump who want them to be saying that, who've been planting that narrative.
Is America a democracy?
Yes. No, I don't. I think
we're a republic.
What's the difference?
I feel like democracy. Let me think this through. That it's government control. I don't see freedom in democracy. I see freedom in the republic.
Honestly, the word democracy and the word republic have often been used interchangeably. There isn't a meaningful difference between them.
So much of the warnings and criticism about Trump is that he is a threat to democracy, that he is anti-democratic.
Absolutely. If they can convince people that we don't have a democracy, then it's okay that Trump is attacking democracy because it doesn't really matter.
So why has democracy become a bad word?
Because it's being used in a way to change the flavor of our country, which is a republic.
These words were used in different ways in the 18th century, and it's true the founders didn't want direct democracy, by which they meant people gathering on the town square. They wanted representative democracy. But I think the reason why this conversation about language has risen now is because there is a part of the Republican Party that would like to rule as a minority, and they need an excuse for why that's okay. And so they have begun to say, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. And it's not 100% clear what that means, but I think they mean we want Donald Trump to be able to do whatever he wants.
Some people I've been speaking to at Trump events recently,
yes,
have been saying America is not a democracy, it's a republic.
We've always been in a democracy, first of all. I mean, we used to have freedom of speech and freedom of religion. We used to have that, too. Now they're picking on the Christians and the Jewish people. I mean, how much more can we take?
Are you concerned if Trump loses?
Yeah.
That there will be another January 6th?
No, I think there will be a civil war. That's what I think will happen.
And Omar, look,
now
there is,
we've
of course,
got the Democrats engaged in their political persecution. I've got that news coming up. But why do leftists, or specifically in the United States of America, why do Democrats hate the concept that we actually live in a constitutional republic and not a democracy? Because they want to be able to vote you into slavery. That's why. They want to be able to vote you into slavery. Sorry, we live in a constitutional republic. You can't vote me into slavery, you dirty Democrat.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Stack the Biden crime family corruption here. But perhaps first, we should look at this stack of the political persecution of the Democrat Party against their political opposition. And of course, I know about that all too well, don't I? Yes, indeed. Steve Bannon to serve Brennan's prison sentence in Danbury, Connecticut. Now, there were rumors saying he was going to be going to Rikers, but it looks like the documents have leaked. Steve Bannon will not be serving. This is the left celebrating, by the way, that they wanted him to go to Rikers, but now he's going to this other prison. Steve Bannon will not be serving his four-month sentence at a minimum security club-fed federal prison, according to CNN. A judge ordered Bannon to report to prison July 1st to serve his sentence. It turns out that prison will be the Federal Correctional Institution in Danbury, Connecticut. It's a low-security prison as opposed to a minimum-security prison or a club-fed, as minimum-security facilities are sometimes called. So it's going to be probably pretty similar to the prison I was in, low-security. Each one is kind of different. Mine was unique in certain ways. I don't know much about this one, but he'll have to wear the jumpsuit, and he'll have a very strict schedule, as he will. And who knows? Maybe they'll throw him in the hole and put him in solitary like they did me. Not sure. But of course, there's only one side. There's only one political ideology or belief that gets thrown in prison for contempt of Congress, and that's Trump supporters or conservatives. If you're a Democrat and you're held in contempt of Congress, then it doesn't matter. No. If your name is Merrick Garland, if your name is Hunter Biden, if your name is Eric Holder, then you're above the law. You're a Democrat, you're above the law. I mean, if you want the best protection, the best security blanket when it comes to breaking laws and getting away with it, just come out as a liberal Democrat and you'll be above the law tomorrow. So July 1st, Steve Bannon. My guess is he'll probably serve at least 3 months of it, at least three of his 4 months. Again, I don't know much about this prison, so who knows how much they'll try to torture him when he's in there, if you will. But he's ready for it. He's made that clear. He's been mentally preparing himself for this. So just another political prisoner of the hundreds from the Biden regime. Rudy Giuliani gets scolded in bankruptcy court. Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy situation is not going well. Just more political persecution, just like they did to Alex Jones. They're doing it to Rudy Giuliani. So that's what they do. They take your money. Just like the CIA contractor said on an undercover video. And he mentioned Alex Jones specifically. I think he also mentioned Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani filed for bankruptcy protection in December after he was ordered to pay Georgia election workers Ruby Freeman and Wandria Shea Moss $148 million for defaming them following the 2020 election. Sound familiar? Lawfare. It's what Democrats do to destroy their political opposition. J6 defendant Andrew Johnson in financial ruin on the brink of homelessness ahead of sentencing. So they just torture you. They put you in prison. They take everything you own. That's what they do. That's what they do. Hundreds of political prisoners right now of the Biden regime. Now, see, if January 6th defendants would have been out destroying property in the name of Palestine, they would have been protected. If January 6th defendants would have been out destroying property, attacking police officers or anybody for that matter in the name of George Floyd, they would have been protected. If January 6th defendants would have been doing all of the above in protest of Donald Trump, they would have been protected. Ashley Babbitt lawsuit against feds moved from San Diego to Washington, D.C. There you go. So how do you think that's going to go? Might have a chance for justice in San Diego. In Washington, D.C., forget about it. Assigned a far-left anti-Trump judge appointed by Joe Biden. So that's how they get away with it. Isn't it funny? Where is the American left on the Ashley Babbitt story, by the way? A veteran, unarmed woman shot to death by a police officer? Silence. Silence. Didn't overdose on drugs. Didn't have police called on her for committing a crime multiple times. Didn't have a violent history of criminal behavior. No, just an unarmed woman. Wrong place at the wrong time, shot and killed by a police officer, and the liberals are silent. Silent. Nothing. Nothing from them. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton shared, "We just filed an important lawsuit, a $30 million wrongful death action against the United States government on behalf of Ashley Biden's husband and her estate. Ashley Babbitt was killed for no good reason that day, shot and killed by Lieutenant Michael Byrd. Judicial Watch is seeking accountability from the United States government that is responsible for the awful and unjustified shooting death." But see, she was wearing a Trump hat, and so the liberals celebrate her death. They celebrate that police officer for killing an unarmed woman. Now, if she would have been a career criminal black man that overdosed on drugs while in police custody, then she would be sainted and have multiple funerals and monuments built to her. And the police officers would all be in jail. But because she had a Trump hat and she died at the hands of a police officer, she's the bad guy and the police officer is the hero. See, that's liberal logic. Trump's wartime consigliere now faces legal peril of his own. Boris Estien, who is scheduled to be arraigned Tuesday on election interference charges in Arizona, has played many roles for former President Donald J. Trump. So just anybody, I guess it's pronounced Epstein. It's a weird spelling of Epstein. So now they're going after him. Just anybody within Trump's circle, anybody that supports Trump, that they can find anything, they're coming for you. They're Democrats. They're tyrants. They're authoritarians. They're fascists. They're the bad guys. They're going after Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz faces House Ethics Committee probe over sex and drug allegations. What about that guy that was literally having anal sex in the Capitol? Whatever happened to him? We get anything on that? Any ethics investigations into that? Or the staff that he was working for and the Democrats that he was working for? Anything there? Nope. But they're going to go after Matt Gaetz, though. For made-up bullcrap. The House Ethics Committee said Tuesday it is investigating Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz over allegations that the lawmaker may have engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, providing details of its long-running scrutiny of the influential conservative lawmaker. Ah, that's what it's all about. The influential conservative lawmaker that doesn't play the games of corrupt D.C., that doesn't play the swamp games, so he has to be destroyed. But if you're a Democrat and you're running around naked, filming yourself, engaging in sodomy in the Capitol, that's all good, baby. That's all good. No worries for you. No worries for the people that hire you. No worries for the Democrats you work for. That's all good. You can go pull a fire alarm in the middle of a congressional hearing. You're fine as long as you're a Democrat. You can leave your cocaine in the White House. No problem as long as you're a Democrat. Leave your cocaine in the Capitol. No big deal as long as you're a Democrat. Nobody's above the law, they say. Yes, nobody except Democrats. They're going after doctors for calling out childhood genital mutilation. The Biden administration has unsealed the indictment against Dr. Ethan Heim, who blew the whistle on child sex change programs at the Texas Children's Hospital. He's now facing up to 10 years in prison for telling the truth about a practice that is now illegal. A doctor in Houston calls out how they're manipulating children into castration, and the Biden administration is going to put him in jail for 10 years. And this is something that's going on. There is also a lot of political persecution, maybe call it medical persecution. If you're involved in the medical industry whatsoever, not just a doctor or a surgeon or a practitioner or anything like that, even if you're like in the supplies or a nurse or something, they're coming after you. I met a lot of people from the medical industries that were sitting in prison for similar crap like this. They didn't go along with the COVID bull crap. They didn't go along with insurance fraud. They didn't go along with child sex mutilation surgeries. And they end up sending them to prison. Here's another case right here. That's what you get. Dealing with these crooked, corrupted, disgusting, despicable Democrats. And you'll hear all about that, but when the Democrats commit crimes, what do you get? And we'll get to the Biden crime family, but quickly. Remember, where's the news headlines on Henry Cuellar? Oh, no, he's still in good standing. Where's the news stories on Bob Menendez? Oh, no, he's still in good standing. We'll get to the Biden crime family. And then there's this guy. New Jersey Democrat kingmaker George Norcross indicted on racketeering charges. Don't worry, they'll find a way to, he'll probably get a pardon. George Norcross, who for decades had been a Democrat political kingmaker in New Jersey, has been indicted on racketeering charges. Norcross's brother, Philip Norcross, and four other defendants also were charged in the case, which was filed by New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin. Remember all the Democrats we covered yesterday that got caught engaged in voter fraud, election fraud? Now you got them caught engaged in racketeering. They'll probably all get a pardon from Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Racketeering. 13 counts, 111-page indictment. A criminal enterprise. Democrat kingmaker. What do you know? A lot of corruption in that Democrat Party. But they flip the narrative and make you think it's the Republicans. Because, you know, if a Republican doctor doesn't want to engage in child genital mutilation, he's a criminal. If a conservative talk show host says 1776 at the Capitol, he's a criminal. He's going to prison. See? If a conservative ignores a illegitimate contempt, and gets called in for contempt of court for ignoring a hearing, then he's a criminal. But if Hunter Biden does it or Merrick Garland does it, Eric Holder does it, held in contempt of court, they're above the law, baby. That's how it goes when you're dealing with authoritarians. And then there's the Biden crime family. Hunter Biden revealed top CCP leader wanted him to visit China to discuss business opportunities, according to emails. No kidding. Quote, I can go with you to find out what he can do for us, Biden's Chinese business partner said. Remember that laptop they said was fake? No, it was real. It had all the evidence of the Biden crime family engaging in pay for play, selling the country out. Must be easy. Hunter Biden's addicted to crack and hookers and throwing guns into dumpsters and still running the political racketeering pay-for-play bribery scandal of the Biden crime family. Must be an easy job. And I guess these foreign countries, they figure, well, yeah, we're dealing with a crackhead son of a president, but at least we're going to have a massive windfall when we call Joe for political favors. Isn't that something? During the leg of the China trip, Biden attended multiple events with his dad. Oh, but Joe said that never happened, including a lunch that featured some of the most powerful Chinese Communist Party leaders in China. On December 5th, Jonathan Lee, the business associate who Vice President Biden was introduced to, but said he was never there, emailed Biden asking how his China trip was going, prompting Biden to email later that day that everything went very well. Went very well. And then there's emails where he's talking about how they were all at lunch, including his dad. Do you know former governor of Hong Kong, C.H. Trung? Hunter asked. He wants me to come to Hong Kong to visit to discuss business opportunities. He sat next to dad, Joe Biden, at lunch with Premier and implied we knew each other, but I don't remember him. Well, he's got so many communist business partners that meet with his dad that he doesn't remember that one specifically because there's just so many. But Joe Biden doesn't recall any of this. He never engaged in business with his son, never had business meetings with his son. He doesn't even know his son, but he's the best, smartest guy he's ever met, too. More political favoritism if your name is Biden or you're a Democrat. Hunter Biden went uncharged in SEC investigation in 2016 after he explicitly referenced his father, Vice President Joe Biden. The SEC published a press release announcing that seven individuals had been charged, but not Hunter Biden. Now, the House Oversight Committee has dug into this. House Republicans say Hunter Biden used dad's role as vice president to discourage further SEC scrutiny in 2016 probe. That's right. The Securities and Exchange Commission was investigating Hunter's business associates. Seven of them got indicted, but Hunter Biden did it because he said, "Don't you know who my daddy is? Don't you know my last name is Biden?" And the SEC backed off, just like the IRS backed off. Because do you think daddy called in a favor, or how do you think that works when you're a political gangster family, when you're a political mafia family? Do you think people just know they see Biden, they just say, oh, we don't mess with the Bidens? Or do you think Joe has to call in a favor? Or do you think Hunter makes the threats? How do you think that goes? Hunter Biden invoked father's name in SEC inquiry, and it's in the actual documents that he said, "Don't you know I'm Biden? You can't do this to the son of the vice president. You don't investigate me. I'm Hunter Biden." Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So who knows what happens when Hunter is in court in September for the tax fraud case where he's making money lobbying foreign countries but not registered as a foreign agent. But the evidence is already out there, and it'll be so overwhelming. I don't know if it goes the same way as the gun case in Delaware where the evidence was just so overwhelming they had to charge him and they had to say he was guilty. But it's going to be about the same level. The evidence is going to be so overwhelming, maybe they have to declare him guilty. But we won't know until September. Comer and Jordan press SEC after Hunter Biden invoked then-Vice President Biden's name in response to federal securities fraud investigation. It's the Biden crime family. You don't touch them. Smoking gun email. Burisma owner demanded Devin Archer ask U.S. government to stop probe of Burisma so Joe Biden forced Ukraine to fire prosecutor. Oh, And we've got him on video bragging about it. That's right. Is that a deep fake? Joe Biden at the Council on Foreign Relations bragging how he got the prosecutor fired that was investigating Burisma, investigating Hunter Biden. Burisma owner demanded Devin Archer, that's a Biden business associate, business partner, turned whistleblower, admitting that the Biden crime family is just that, criminals, engaged in pay-for-play, selling political favors. Joe Biden was involved. He was the head honcho. He was the lead criminal family gangster mafia head. And so Burisma said, hey, we cut deals with the Biden crime family. They better protect us from this prosecutor. And this is why our foreign relations and entanglements and involvements are so corrupted. We send hundreds of billions to Ukraine, and now we own their ass. So what it was, Biden had billions of dollars on the table in humanitarian aid, quote unquote, for Ukraine. Prosecutor is uncovering corruption at Burisma. Biden says, hey, you want to get that aid package? You better fire that prosecutor and protect my son's company over there, or you ain't getting that $1 billion. They say, oh, gee, well, we need that $1 billion. So fire that prosecutor. Let the Biden crime family operate here untouched. I mean, it's the example of political corruption. It's the case of political corruption. And that's why all this foreign aid money goes out all over the world. Because that's how our corrupt politicians control these foreign countries and make money in these foreign countries and get into Congress on a salary of about $100,000 a year and then get out of Congress worth millions. So thanks to the Biden crime family and the documents and the emails and the Hunter Biden laptop and all these investigations, we now see exactly how it works. We now see exactly how corrupt our congressmen and women are, and we see exactly how they sell this country out, and we see exactly how they get so rich. And we have to sit here and watch the media and watch these sycophant Democrats pretend like Biden isn't the case study for how corrupt our politicians are. And it is the case study. It's going to be the case study in all of American history. It's unavoidable. It's undeniable. And I mean, maybe they get away with it. Maybe they don't. But you see it. We see it. The House Republicans have shown it. And it's not going away with 140 days till the presidential election. This thing is only going to get bigger. There's more hearings. Hunter Biden in court in September. There's more bank accounts that they're about to reveal as well. And they're going to put together more slideshows, more flow charts. Will there be results? I can't guarantee results. I don't know the Republican strategy. But you will see in the next 140 days, millions of dollars flowing from Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and brother into over 100 shell companies and then flowing right into the bank account of Joe Biden. 10% for the big guy. From Russia, from China, from Kazakhstan, from all over the world. James and Hunter were his rat holes, laundering money, political pay for play. The Biden crime family, maybe the biggest political crime family in U.S. history. I don't know. We don't know as much about the Clintons. We see it with the Bidens, though.
All right, I'm going to talk about something that's really central to everybody out there watching and listening. And when I say this, I'm not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself because it's a psychological phenomenon of how tyranny works. We've all heard of the frog in the pot, and it's a true story, because that in Louisiana and Mississippi, they eat a lot of bullfrogs, folks. I've had them. They're pretty tasty. They're fresh. They're boiled with a little bit of Cajun seasoning. If you throw a bullfrog into boiling water, he'll jump out. If you put him in cold water and slowly turn the heat up, he'll just sit there, and as it gets warm, it gets hot, he passes out, he dies. So we all know we're in tyranny, those of us that are awake. Some people don't, but a large portion of America, I'd say a majority now, overwhelmingly knows we got a corrupt, occupied government that's absolutely at war with us. But that's not enough to just know it. And then you can't just get used to whatever the new insane excess is as the tyrants double down and then say, oh, sure, we know about it, and then just accept it. You've got to speak out against it. You've got to get upset about it. You've got to pray about it. You've got to vote against it. You've got to support lawsuits against it. And you've got to back the people in the media and in the government and in the corporations and in the churches and in education that are fighting the tyrants and in medicine. We're not in normal times. And it's not normal to be under this level of oppression and surveillance and bullying and tyranny. And our enemies, a bunch of criminals, have arrogantly hijacked this country. And they mistake America's history and its power for their own. And that's why whistleblowers in the federal government, whistleblowers in big tech, and whistleblowers in private industry and law enforcement and everywhere are so critical. We got to kill their ideas. We've got to expose them. We've got to remove our support from them. We've got to get control of our governments. And then we're not going to imprison and execute these people once they've had due process because we hate them. We're going to do it because we love the good people of this planet, and we're not going to take it anymore. But when you see unbridled, psychotic evil by the technocrats and the big corporations unleashed on people, folks, if you're not pissed off, something's wrong with you.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. The most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland, white supremacists.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
We have seen a rise in white supremacy.
The number one threat to this country, domestic terrorism-wise, is white supremacy.
But at the end of the day, folks, the best sports players, anybody, have emotion. And the best artists have emotion. And I'm just telling you, I'm really sick of these people. I've got four children, and I care about humanity, and I like good, decent, wholesome fun. And man, the people we got running things aren't just evil pedophile jerks. They really want us eating poison bugs. They want to take away everything decent, a nice juicy steak. They want to take away a nice piece of fish. They want to. They told people during the fake pandemic, don't look at the sun. Don't look at the sunset. Don't talk to your neighbors all over the place. Screw these people. I'm sick of them dictating everything. I'm tired of their cult. And I'm not in their cult. And I want to stop them.
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right. The liberals are preparing for a Trump victory. And they're doing this by scaring you into thinking it's the worst thing ever and pretending like they're afraid they're going to go to prison. I think it's all an act. I think it's just all this Trump derangement syndrome act. And then, you know, in a way, they're kind of jealous, too, that we're actually the real McCoys, that we're actually the ones being politically persecuted and thrown in prison. We're actually the people that have principles and beliefs and will go to prison for them. They're kind of jealous of that. They don't actually have integrity. They wouldn't actually make any sacrifices for the things they believe in. They're total frauds. So in a way, they're envious of you being real and willing to make sacrifices for the things you believe in. So they pretend like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to prison. And I think it's all just an act. But I think it's a fear tactic, kind of like what they do with abortion or contraceptives or pills or whatever. They want you to be afraid of a Trump presidency. They want you to really be afraid if Trump gets in again, which is more just building up this round 10 of Democrat riots since 2016. So he gets in and then they start riots again. So that's why they're building up this fear, and it's all over. They're all saying it, folks. They're all saying it. MSNBC, CNN, we've got The View now. They're all talking about how, oh, Trump's going to put us in prison, and it's all just an act. Or maybe they've done something that's worthy of them being put in prison. Here's that freak show Rachel Maddow on The View engaging in this fear campaign in clip 10.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because there's been a lot of talk about Trump seeking retribution if he gets into office.
Yeah. Now pause it right there real quick. This is how their propaganda works, too. There's been a lot of talk about Trump seeking retribution. Who's talking about that? You are. That's you. So they start the talking point. They spew the propaganda, and then they say, hey, did you hear a lot of people are talking about this? And it's them talking about it. This is how the propaganda works. So they form a false narrative, and then they pretend like it's somehow this organic thing that's happening when they're actually behind it. They all talk about Trump's retribution, and then they're like, gee, everyone's talking about Trump's retribution. No, you are. And then, I don't know, is Rachel Maddow Stephen Colbert in drag? It kind of looks like it with this segment. All right, go back to the freaks.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because there's been a lot of talk about Trump seeking retribution if he gets into office. Yeah. For his legal troubles, for his personal troubles, for his hair, whatever.
Stephen Colbert,
he always has somebody to blame, you know? So you said recently that you thought that you, as an outspoken critic, could be a target yourself. Some people think that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you. I think that he is so vindictive that he will go after, however he has to, through the IRS, maybe, or even, through sponsors to get us off the air, maybe, or you.
Yeah.
How seriously should we be taking that?
Well, so I was asked, am I worried about me? And my answer was, I'm worried about all of us. I'm no more worried about me than I am worried about everybody in the country. I think it's bad to have somebody saying, give me as much power as you can in this country so I can use it to go after other Americans, so I can use it to go after these subhuman internal enemies, and I'll destroy them.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not a good system for anybody. And I don't think
anybody's exactly what they're doing.
Safe if that's the
and that's exactly
the
what they're doing.
He wants to get more power.
Subhuman, that's what they're doing. I'm going to go after the subhumans. They turn you into a subhuman. They insult you. They call you a racist. They call you a Nazi, a homophobe, a bigot, a xenophobe, this, that, the other thing. They make you out to be the subhuman, and then they go after you, and then they target you, and then they throw you in prison, and then they project all of it, and they say, oh my gosh, I'm going to be the victim of Trump, and did you hear? Everybody's talking about this Trump retribution thing. These are sick people, man. These are sick people. But see, it all goes back to where we started the show with No Lie with Brian Douchebag Cohen, and he just lies to you all the time. These people know they're lying to you. They know everything they're saying is a lie, is a fraud, is a manipulation, is a deception. It's so foreign, really. What type of a human lives like this? Seriously, what type of a human wakes up and thinks about how they can deceive their audience? What type of a human wakes up and thinks about how can I manipulate and deceive and destroy civilization and culture? And that's what these freaks do. That's their modus operandi. That's what they do. It's so unhuman to me. I just don't even. That's why we're really balancing on the verge of paranormal here. Again, I don't know. I don't get into alien stuff. Sometimes we might talk about the mysticisms, the mysteries of our world. But I mean, are these aliens? Is Rachel Maddow an alien? Is this an alien race wearing human skin suits to destroy us? I mean, seriously. How can you be such a phony? How can you be such a fraud? Are you that brainwashed? Are you that stupid? Do you really believe what you're saying? You don't even have a good disguise. I mean, look at these two freaks. It's like in Men in Black when they talk about the aliens that don't have a good disguise, like aliens are everywhere. Some of them don't have a good disguise. These two aliens have really bad disguises. They look like aliens. Probably feel like aliens. That is a freak show. Maybe they're just possessed by demons. I mean, we just went over the whole news about all the political prisoners of the Biden administration. This is ongoing. More are incoming. And they say Trump's going to put his opposition in prison. As they put you in handcuffs. As they put Trump in handcuffs. As they put Trump in prison. Or maybe they are really afraid. Maybe there is something going on and these people are engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors. Maybe these people are really criminals engaged in things that we don't even want to think about. And they're afraid if Trump gets back in, they'll be exposed and finally face justice. Maybe it is a real fear. Maybe Rachel Maddow and the rest of these liars and crooks, maybe they are engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors, and maybe it is a real fear that Trump will get in and finally deal with the treasonous faction that's been destroying our country and lying to the people for so long. Maybe it is a legitimate fear. Or maybe they just hate you. Maybe that's it. Maybe they just hate you. They definitely hate Trump. So maybe they just hate you as well. But, I mean, how can you? I mean, gee, that Donald Trump, he wants to cut your taxes. I mean, wow. Donald Trump calls for ending taxes on tips. Oh, my gosh. How dare he? That person that works at the breakfast bar, that waitress, that server, they need to be paying their fair share. Donald Trump doesn't want you to pay a tax on a $5 tip, on a $10 tip. What in the hell is wrong with him? That should scare you. By the way, you know, this has always been the case. The bottom 20% do almost no work, and you pay for them. How the low-income bracket drains taxpayer dollars. Yeah, they say the rich don't pay their fair share. The top, like, 5% pay 90% of the taxes, and the bottom 20% pay less than 5% of the taxes, and they work the least. And they just suck off of your labor. And now you've got this whole illegal immigrant force sucking off your labor. You've got Israel sucking off your labor. You've got Ukraine sucking off your labor. But you need to pay more, see? You need to be broke and desolate and starving because other people need your money. And you need to pay your fair share, you dirty American, so people like Rachel Maddow can lie to you.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we know that fish oil has been one of the most popular, if not the most popular supplements for decades in the United States. Many people consume fish oil that they get at the grocery store, that they get at the pharmacy, but Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com is a superior product. And there are so many different reasons why you should be getting this product from InfoWarsStore.com instead of the generic brands or the name brands at your pharmacy or the grocery store. Okay, so the first reason why you want to check out Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com is because there are studies that show that fish oil can help with things like lowering your blood pressure. It can also help with things like brain development. Studies have been backing that up for years. And finally, things like inflammation can also be reduced for those who consume fish oil. Now, Ultimate Fish Oil is not just your generic type of fish oil, but it is brought to you by InfoWars, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So this targeted release fish oil not only helps your heart, helps your brain, helps with inflammation, but it keeps InfoWars on the air. Now, we know we are at a really fishy time in the history of the United States of America. And if you want to make a difference in your own life and your own health while simultaneously making a positive impact and difference in the world, then going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting Ultimate Fish Oil is a great way to fight the machine while fighting for your health. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil now. Take the leap, grab the Ultimate Fish Oil, and let's show the world what you're truly capable of. The question isn't who's going to let you, it's who's going to stop you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Tap water is turning the frogs gay and will turn you gay too. First off, gay people are awesome. I don't think that's a problem at all. And secondly, if you noticed at the end of that video, he advertises water filters.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. And Alexa Pure family of stainless steel gravity filters take the already decent and good systems that were out there and took it to the next level of quality, durability, customer service, replacement filters, you name it. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour for your home, business, your kitchen, your RV, whatever. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the friggin' frogs gay. Serious crap gay. Frogs, friggin' frogs. It's not funny. I'm gonna say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs. I mean, this is what they're... What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby. And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I'm like, oh, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You ever notice how liberals want someone else to pay for their policies? You ever notice that? That's an interesting phenomenon, isn't it? They're always wanting to raise taxes, make you pay more taxes. Hey, liberals, you can cut a check to the IRS right now. I'm sure they'll be happy to take it. Cut a check to the U.S. Treasury, cut a check to the State Department, wherever. You can pay more taxes. You can voluntarily pay more of your wages to the U.S. government since you love it so much. No. They just want you to pay more taxes. They want someone else to pay more taxes. How convenient. They always want to help the homeless. Well, hey, you can open your doors to a homeless person. You can let a homeless person sleep on your couch. Hell, give them your master bedroom. Oh, you can't say that now. That's racist. What do we call it now, guys? What do they call the master bedroom now? Seriously, there's a new term for it. It's racist to say master bedroom now. Main chambers? Primary bedroom? We got to be politically correct here. We don't want to offend anybody. No, they always want to use government funds to take care of the homeless. Well, you can open your doors. Let a homeless person into your house. They can live off of you and not work, and you can feed them or just get, you know, let them into the pantry. They can eat the Cheetos or whatever you got, the cereals, everything else. Just, you can take care of the homeless yourself. No. We need to take your money to take care of the homeless. The illegal alien, the border invaders. They love the wide open borders. We need more non-citizens pouring into the country. Well, okay, then why don't you have them live in your house or your tree house or a tent in your backyard or your basement or your bedroom or your kitchen, wherever. Fill your whole house. You're going to need a lot of space to bring them all in. Oh, no. We just need to use your taxpayer dollars to put them in five-star hotels in downtown New York and Chicago. And they're going to be living at the airports, too. And we're going to be feeding them three meals a day. And we're going to have doctors and lawyers for them, too. You ever notice that? All these liberal policies, they want someone else to pay for it. They never do it themselves. Isn't that something? Isn't that amazing? How convenient for them, by the way. Very convenient for them. Speaking of the illegals, look at this mass crowd we have here in clip two of the illegal invasion going on. Mm-hmm. It just continues. So, I mean, do you give Governor Abbott credit after 3 years of record border crossings? He finally shuts it down, but now they all just go to California. So has it really made much of a difference? Because now all the big crowds go into California. And so that's what you're seeing there. That's what you're seeing there. But if it saves one life, another liberal slogan, if it saves one life, we need to have trans kid surgery. If it saves one life, we need to all be forced to take vaccines. If it saves one life, we need to all be forced to wear masks and lock down and stay home. If it just saves one life. Well, how about that same logic applies to the border? Let's close it if it just saves one life. No. If it can't be applied universally, it's not logic, it's propaganda. Remember these names. These are the lives lost because of liberal open border policies. Rachel Morin, Molly Tibbetts, Elizabeth Medina, Kate Steinle, Sarah Root, Lakin Riley, one of hundreds of Americans killed by illegal alien border crossers. We should call them liberal illegal aliens because it's the left that's bringing them in and allowing them to kill people. But if it just saves one life, no, not at the border. Not at the border. These numbers are insane, ladies and gentlemen. These numbers are insane. This is from Bill Melligan reporting. Per multiple federal sources, ICE's non-detained docket has exploded to 7.4 million cases. More than doubling the Trump years, and it's on pace to hit 8 million by the end of the year. Each ICE officer now has to manage over 7,000 cases each, an impossible task given the agency's current staffing levels. And what's the Biden administration's approach? Well, we just need to hire more ICE agents, but nobody wants to work for ICE. What about stopping the illegals from coming in? No, 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 no. That's not an option. Don't you know we need to replace you? We need more Democrat voters. We need people that are going to work as police. We need people that are going to work and serve in the military. We need less whites. How many white people come across the border illegally, by the way? 1% of them? 0%? It might be 0%. It's probably 1%. There's some Russians, some Ukrainians. That's about it. No Europeans. So I'd say 1% probably. I mean, you can go look at the videos, play the videos all the time. Do you ever see any white people crossing the border illegally? Any Caucasians? No. Nope. Seems to be a non-white phenomenon. And the liberals love that because they hate white people. And they love an illegal immigrant that kills a whitey. Ecuadorian illegal immigrant arrested for knife point rape of 13-year-old girl. Congratulate a liberal for that. Hey, great job. Great job, Biden voter. A 13-year-old girl was raped at knife point. Congratulations, Biden voter. You're responsible for a little girl being raped. I hope that makes you feel good. You should really own that one. You should wear that one on your sleeve. Here's the man that eventually took down the rapist. It wasn't even law enforcement. It was just a local member of the community concerned that there was a non-citizen rapist running around. And so he talks about restraining the rapist until law enforcement came here in clip 11.
Take him out, and I told everybody, yo, this is the rapist, you know. I punched him, I kicked him a little bit, and yeah, that's it.
What'd you say to him?
Nothing. I ain't saying nothing to him. I'm only quiet when I see new people that I really don't know. You feel me? Like, I recognize you from around him. Like, hold up, this sucks. But I already knew it was him since he was coming down this block. I already knew it was him.
Did he say anything to you?
Nope.
Nothing at all.
He didn't see it coming.
He didn't deny it. He didn't.
He didn't deny. He was like, oh, he started yelling, help, help, help in Spanish. I'm like, yeah, that's what the little girls were saying. And he didn't deny it. I said, they already got your ass. He's like, yeah, I know. And he just surrendered. He gave up.
Wow. Yeah. So describe
so
that.
So local had to take him down. I mean, that's, law enforcement wasn't even there. Of course, they're defunded in New York, or they're all focused on putting Trump in jail and in court so they can't go after the rapists. We should shake a Biden voter's hand. Maybe you should go to the main metropolitan area in your town, Main Street, First Street, whatever it is. Just ask them, hey, did you vote for Joe Biden? Well, yes, I did. And you extend your hand. A 13-year-old girl was raped at knife point. Thanks to you. Congratulations. Way to go. Good job. Here's another one. Illegal alien deported 16 times. 16 times back in the country illegally under Joe Biden's border policies. Kills 64-year-old man in Colorado. Kills Scott Miller, 64 years old, American citizen in Colorado. Illegal alien from Mexico deported 16 times. Oh, and he was driving a semi-truck. He was working, too. So that semi-truck contracting company should probably be sued into oblivion. Or who knows, maybe the Biden administration gave him a visa to work. 16-time illegal border crosser. Probably got a work visa from the Biden administration and ends up killing somebody, an American citizen. Thank a Biden voter. Thank a Biden voter. And hey, it's not safe for anybody out here. Even Secret Service, they were in California with Joe Biden and they got robbed. Secret Service agent robbed at gunpoint during Joe Biden's trip to California, resulting in officer-involved shooting. Secret Service agent robbed at gunpoint in Southern California. Orange County, that's supposed to be the nice place where Biden had his big fundraiser. And Secret Service was robbed at gunpoint. That's crazy for multiple reasons. Orange County, California, supposed to be the rich area, safe area. Big Biden event going on, and still nobody's safe, and Secret Service robbed at gunpoint? They got the jump on Secret Service? That doesn't happen very often, does it? Or is that just how bad things have gotten in Democrat-run California? And they want to run Newsom for president? With the absolute degradation of California? That's phenomenal.
Thank you for joining us here today. Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts.
This case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years to try to come up with this case. They're just wrong on the law.
The only crime that Donald Trump is being prosecuted for is the crime of running for president.
Political persecution at the highest level.
They've quite frankly given up on trying to beat him at the polls. Either going to steal it or stop it by law firm.
A Democrat prosecutor elected on a Get Trump platform.
What's going on here is a disgusting disgrace. It is war on Trump. It is war on the Republican Party. And it is a war on the Republic.
This case is the weakest case I've seen in 60 years of teaching, practicing, and writing about criminal law.
I doubt the New York indictment would have been brought against a defendant whose name was not Donald Trump.
This judge, I mean, you don't need a prosecutor if you have a judge like this. This judge is not on the level.
It's a terrible case, but the judge has been pretty much a rubber stamp on everything that Bragg has wanted to do.
They're perverting the system of justice. You know, that's where the danger lies, the corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
This is the Democrats' entire strategy, to confine President Trump to a dirty criminal courtroom and keep him off the campaign trail where he can bring his winning message to voters across this country.
New York has become a legal banana republic. They are so determined to get Donald Trump.
Look, convicting Donald Trump, that's all they have.
I think they have no cards. And they're depending upon Trump getting convicted.
That Trump train doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
The only verdict that matters is
the verdict at the ballot box.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.